theme of Ruth is redemption and revival, preceded by repentance. It's important for me to preach through this little book because we've been talking a lot lately about personal revival. And that God's calling each of us to make our own personal choice to consecrate our lives to Him in a new way and experience a new beginning in the Lord. And we define revival, and this is not my original thought, but by people who've been involved in revivals throughout the centuries, is revival is simply a new beginning, either in a life, or in a geography, or culture. There are all kinds of manifestations of revival, but that's basically what it is. In a believer's life, there are probably several times in their life as they near the end, where they'll look back and they'll go, I can see three or four distinct times when I experienced real revival. Or maybe more than that, multiple times. When God did a work in my life and there was a fresh work of repentance and a fresh work and deeper work of consecration and surrender and a new beginning for me as a believer. And so when we talk about Ruth, the theme of Ruth is redemption. And Ruth speaks about our kinsman redeemer and our nearest kinsman. And the word, the Hebrew word is goel. And a kinsman redeemer is one who was both related, had to be related, had to have the ability, the power to redeem, and had to have the will. And of course, it's the story of our Lord. Now, our first time together in Ruth, we talked about how Ruth and her family, how they journeyed into Moab because there was a famine in Bethlehem. And Elimelech and the two sons and Ruth and Naomi went into Moab and they stayed there for 10 years. And the result of journeying into the place that God had not blessed, and we talked about the fact that we're often tempted into sin, to journey into sin or into a place of carnality. The problem is it's rarely ever a sojourn. We usually end up camping out there and staying and living until God deals with us. But in Ruth's life, without going over all over again, God began to deal with Ruth and her husband and her two sons who married two Moabite women. They died. And after a 10-year period, Naomi hears about, I'll make sure I get my name straight. I just keep calling her name Ruth. Naomi hears about the fact that in Bethlehem, when they left Bethlehem, there was a famine. And having left Bethlehem and now been in Moab for 10 years, she hears that God has blessed the land, Canaan, and Bethlehem, and that God's favor is being experienced there. So she hears about good news from home. Now, the interesting thing about them leaving Bethlehem, the house of bread, the place of nativity, the place of incarnation, leaving there and going into Moab, for me, is that even though they were experiencing famine in the land, there are reasons for the famine. If you go back sometime and look in Leviticus 26, what Leviticus 26, God says to them is that He promises that if they'll obey the Lord, God will make sure there's always plenty of rain and a harvest for them. And this is in the time of the judges. And if you read the book of Judges, which precedes this, you'll see 13 times when Israel falls into sin, God raises up a judge and there's revival. 13 different seasons of revival and then falling away in the lives of Israel. And this is evidently a time where they had fallen away and they experienced famine in the land. And instead of staying in the land and being committed to a process of repentance, they left and went to Moab. And then, now having gone to Moab after 10 years, there are the consequences of living in that place of rebellion outside the will of God and sin. And she experienced these deaths. We talked about these deaths. This represent just God allowing us to experience the consequences of sin. It's not about punishment. God doesn't punish us for our sins. We could never pay enough for our sins. Someone's already been punished for our sins. But what God does is discipline us. And it's always out of love and for the purpose of restoration. God's work in your life. If you feel like you're going through a place where God's dealing with you, or God sort of pulled back the hedge a little bit, and things are happening, it's not punishment, but it could very well be discipline for the purpose of restoring, pruning, so there'll be more fruit bearing. And the two things that got her to the place where she was ready to repent, and return back home was, one, the dealings of God in your life, the discipline of God in your life, and then two, she heard that God had pouring out His Spirit in Bethlehem. Those are always the two things that God uses to bring us to the place of repentance and submission in a new way. One, the things in our life, we find ourselves miserable because of the things that are going on around us as a result of us not being in the center of God's will. And then two, we meet with or hear about God's favor and blessing on another person's life. We experience the joy inexplicable in somebody's life. And that draws us, reminds us. It says about Naomi that when she left, it says she went out full 10 years before, but she's coming back empty. Remember that there's a sweet nostalgia of a time in our own lives when we were full and it was good. And we hear about God's blessing and pouring out His Spirit, the transforming of a life, and it causes us to be jealous in a good way for the things of God. And God's used all the stuff that we're going through to get our attention and to cause Moab to lose its luster. And so we find her coming back. She comes back, and it says that she comes back confessing that her name had been Naomi, pleasant, but now her name was Mara, bitter, because God had dealt with her bitterly. And she came back empty. This is the only way you can come back. You can't come back blaming somebody else. You can't come back blaming where you've been because of what someone else has done or some circumstance in your life. But you come back owning the fact that it's you, that you traveled to Moab, and God's been dealing with you. And you come back empty. That's the only way you can come back, is empty. Now that's sort of a quick review of what we did, because it's been a few weeks since we were there.